There was an accident, a fire. Flames flew on the wind, and in just a few minutes, half the town was ablaze. And meanwhile, I was in Lagos listening to lectures, writing up reports of muggings and traffic accidents. I didn't hear about the tragedy until I returned home with my journalism certificate. But this was a story I did not want to write. Instead, I searched for other stories that would make my name and hold the nightmares at bay. That certificate sat on my desk, reminding me of my training. Get to the heart of the story.
Okay, Rufus, back to basics. The 5 W's. What, when, where, why, and who. The what. A kidnapping. A white British woman, Isabel Flood, wife of an oil executive. When? Now. Although the war between the military and the rebels has been raging for years. Where? The delta of the Niger River, Nigeria. A vast and densely populated maze of mangrove swamps, forests and islands, rich in oil. Why? As a bargaining chip, a human shield, or a means of gaining publicity. So, here was a story with everything to play for. The best kind of story. And finally, the who.
There were 6 of us on the oil company jetty. 5 reporters from different papers and a guide with a gun at his waist. All set to travel upriver to a remote island for a press conference. The militants will parade their hostages. The journalists will take pictures. A few days later, the ransom is paid and the hostages are released.
Let me know she's alive. Bring me the pictures. Tell them we'll pay, but we need proof she's alive.
The kidnapped woman's husband was on the jetty, James Flood.
Rufus, from the reporter.
A good paper.
Zach, he was the reason I'd signed up for this. My editor had told me he'd taken the assignment, although nobody quite knew why. But if Zach was there, I wanted to be there too.
Want some? Isn't it a bit early? Never too early for my friend, Johnny Walker.
Perhaps later. Thank you.
He only ever used the one name, Zach, right from the start of his career. And that was a long time ago. I suppose it made him stand out.
You may not remember me, but we've met before. 5 years ago in Lagos. I was a student at the School of Journalism and you came to give a lecture.
I have given many lectures in my life.
It was wonderful, inspiring. What you said about the perfect headline never being thought of, but given to you.
Tell me, Rufus, my friend, what do we seek?
We seek a meeting with the militants, the kidnappers.
I said what, not whom. What we seek is not them, but a greater meaning. Remember, the story is not always the final goal.
I had no idea what he meant, but I hoped I'd find out. This man was once the most famous reporter in all of Nigeria, respected all over the country. Soon we were out of open water and into the narrow channels bordered on both sides by dense vegetation. The going became slow and the city lay far behind us. The militants never allowed reporters into their camps. Instead, they invited the press to view hostages on a deserted island, neutral ground. Ahead, we could see a chain of islands. As we approached, we saw a fire burning on the beach of one of them.
Is anyone there? Over. Repeat, is anyone there?
Can we go in? We need some pictures.
The other reporters leapt off the boat, but Zack clambered awkwardly over the side into the shallows, weighed down by his life jacket and the whiskey he'd drunk.
Bloody thing! I can't move. Help me off with it. And hold my notebook.
The island was deserted. We moved forwards, pushing aside wet leaves and slimy tendrils. The smell of burning hung in the air. We found the other reporters standing over a body half covered by bamboo leaves. The grass was soaked with blood.
What kind of gun do you think?
These are 39mm shells from an AK-47, most likely. From his uniform, this man belonged to the group of the one they call the Professor.
Ah, the Professor. Eco-warrior of island terrorists. Depending on your point of view.
So, where do you think the white woman is now?
She wasn't here, that's for sure. My guess is that these men were going to be our escort to wherever she's being held. It can't be far.
What about the military?
Somewhere in these waters. Still patrolling, trying to find a hideout. I think we should get away from here as soon as we can. These are rebels. They must have been hiding in the bushes after the military attack.
Come on. Come on.
What's wrong with the boat?
Come back. I said, come back. Hands above your head.
You, come here now.
Journalists, reporters.
We are faster.
Are you the men we are meant to meet? We just want to ask a few questions about
No questions.
We need to see the white woman, the hostage.
I said no questions.
The woman they find.
Still holding their guns on us, the men climbed into our boat and moved off.
Forward, forward, forward.
Use the radio. Call for another boat.
I can't. They took the radio and my gun.
When we don't return, people will come looking for us.
A dead journalist tells no tales. Maybe someone will come for us. Maybe they won't.
And with that, he sat down against the palm tree, empty flask beside him. I don't know whether he saw a greater meaning in our current situation, because very soon, his eyes were closed.
Lord, I shall not want.
Some of the others had made a weak fire. Its flame flickered in the hot wind. We stood listening to the night around us. Every time a twig cracked, we jumped. Then, towards midnight...
Shh, guys. What's that?
It's a boat. Someone is rowing this way.
Douse the fire, quick.
Too late. They'll have seen us.
It was a fishing boat. An old one. In the moonlight, we watched as a man got out and advanced directly towards us. Another figure stayed in the boat.
Stop! Who are you?
I come carry you to Irikefe Island.
Who sent you?
Them send me.
The man didn't look like he was military or a rebel. He was scrawny, wearing a shapeless homespun shirt like a fisherman.
Where did you say?
Irikefe Island, sir.
Where the hell is Irikefe?
You know far, boy. He's far small. Soon we go. Soon we get there.
How can we trust him?
We are just going to have faith. Unless you want to stay here for a few more days.
Crammed into the little boat, scared and exhausted, we headed north, the scrawny man at the helm. He said his name was Tamuno, and his companion, a small boy of about 10, was Michael, his son, perhaps.